Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is a fun little crew we have here today. Chris is here.
Hi.
Matt's here.
Hi.
Matt, I'm excited to have you on again.
Yes, I'm excited to be back.
We had
Are you excited to be back?
I'm excited to be back. Why are you so...
You're just... Because the word... I spare the word excited for things that I'm actually excited for. So I'm wondering if you're actually excited.
You're just less easily impressed.
Okay, I'm just asking if you're excited.
There's a lot going on.
I work with Natalie every day. Yeah. So I feel comfortable picking on her like that.
You know,
it's weird. Like, to these people, we don't know each other at all.
Yeah, they're just meeting us together as a group.
It's true. It is true. And I actually, you know, we had a brief intro to that on the Ghost episode.
Yes.
Which I'm sure Chris loved.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, because, you know.
I bet you listened to it on repeat.
He listens to everything.
Yeah, multiple times.
I did. Very supportive brother. Now, we didn't really get a chance to get the viewers to get to know you.
Well, I mean, honestly, the other guest had a lot more interesting stories for that topic.
It was the paranormal time. And Kathy is. We're gonna have her back here too. We're gonna do some fun stuff. But why don't you? Is there anything you want your new friends here to know?
My new friends.
Anything you want to tell them about yourself?
I'm 31. I have two cats. That's pretty much the end of that story. Besides working and. Watching an excessive amount of Netflix.
Do you know that I'm majorly allergic to cats? Did I tell you about that?
No. How have you not told me that for as many times as I've mentioned my children?
I've known that you've had cats.
Yes.
I don't know how it doesn't come up, to be honest. But like, yeah, like I can't, my eyes, it's something with the dander.
Do you ever feel, I mean, I lint roll a lot. Do you ever feel allergic? Like, I think you would have noticed by now.
I think I would have noticed.
I try and be considerate of others.
Yeah?
Yeah, I lint roll whenever I get to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere. They're cat hair.
There's, yeah, I don't know, for whatever reason, that's, like, long-haired dogs, too.
Oh, no.
Just so much, you know what it is? Just the air attacks me. I have no refuge.
You just gotta have Benadryl on person.
But we had, a big, I got a phone call today that actually interrupted a meeting. Chris insisted. He was power dialing. And I picked up. And then we have basically an emergency Dear Albie session here at the Berkeley. Because
for Lauren. sister, but her name is Lauren.
But did she want her name said on the show?
If not, we're just going to take it out.
For Lorraine.
Did she
I met someone named Lorraine.
Well, tell our friends at home what happened.
All right. So I was at Staples. And for people that don't know, I'm very particular about my pens, and I like to use a very specific pen. So
did you steal my pen, by the way?
I would not
my
steal your pen.
Because
it's not my pen. I mean, put it this way. If I stole a pen, it was my pen.
Okay.
But I did not because I don't use
Sharpies. Corey said he didn't take it, but he's lying. Anyway, go on.
So I use a very specific pen. And so when I'm in the pen aisle, I really have to be focused. None of this has anything to do with the story, but I really focus in the pen aisle because I always look for maybe something new, whatever. But I use a qualification of pen, 0.7 gel pen, Zebra preferred.
Black ink.
Pilot second. Yeah, but come on.
I'm a blue ink girl.
Good to know. So
it sure is.
You know, wish we knew that in the interview process. But this young lady walked up to me. Let's just call her Lauren for now. And she said, are you Chris Manzo? And I said, I am. And for the record, some people say, are you Albie Manzo? And I just say no. I don't say I'm Chris. I just say no. And
no,
I look the other direction.
Just like, nope.
Yeah. So it is an important distinction. You have to get my name right or I'll just pretend I don't know who you're talking about.
I think that's fair.
So she said, are you Chris Manzo? I said, yes. And she said, oh my God. And normally someone says, I love your mom. I love your sister, blah, blah, blah. No. She said two things, actually. She said, I just wrote into the Dear Albie podcast. I love that podcast. And I said, what's wrong with your life that you felt the need to write in? Because very few people, I don't know if you know this, Al, no one reaches out to you because they're happy. Very few people say, Al, what do I do with all this good shit going on?
No, not really. There are certain things that are more controversial and fun. You know, like, oh,
there's fun, like, but it
you
is,
can't believe, oh, like,
but it's
oh,
gossipy.
No, I get like, oh no, she didn't.
Yeah, but that's
things,
not, you know what I mean? Again, but that's just,
don't.
Yeah, yeah. It is a, yeah, you get, what do I do? Or no, she didn't, but it's very rarely look at the spoils and all these great things I have going on. What should I do with it?
Right.
So, I said, well, what's going on in your life? And she said, well, no, I guess we should read the email, right? Because we have to do, I told her we would.
Well, I mean, we're
going
to.
And I didn't give her advice in Staples because I told her I would do it on the podcast because she'd have more fun hearing.
But basically, she came up to you and said.
She said, I kissed my friend's brother.
Well, we're going to get into this.
And now everyone's mad at me. But, and I said, just your friends fucking
so,
suck.
So really, really
but then
quick,
you
though.
Were really kind of aggressive and shitty on the phone. And I feel like she thought that she was intruding. Because I was like, ow.
You
and then I looked at her.
You called him while you were still with her?
Yeah, I said,
oh,
let me call
know.
Out.
I thought
on,
it was post
I was
interaction.
On, I was on,
no,
it was
right
in,
live.
In front of her. That's
yeah.
not uncomfortable at all.
So then she
good
said,
job.
Hey, it's a really long email. And I said, oh, then I'm going to be mad at you. And that was it.
He calls me and I'm like, he texts me, hey, busy, I've been in a meeting, whatever. Then calls.
And he said, I
then calls
care.
Again. I go, Chris, I'm in a meeting, what's up? And he's like, oh, well, you know, oh, so there's a question, blah, blah, blah. And then Chris, I gotta go, I gotta go. And now, meanwhile, I'm fascinated by this, okay? He's setting me up for failure. But ultimately, basically, somebody just walked up to you and said, advise me.
It was more, oh my God, I know that I reached out to the right podcast because what are the odds? And to be honest with you, she doesn't know this.
Oh, God.
I made a hard right into that Staples out of nowhere. I was coming here and I was like, oh, let me go
yeah.
get some pens. So it was
nice
very happen chance.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be in the office about an hour and a half sooner than that, but I was told
true.
To go, I was running a different errand. The stars aligned for this sad young lady to run into me. And
what
I,
she said?
I
it was kismet.
She seemed pretty stressed. Yeah. She seemed
emotional?
Stressed out.
Well, none of her friends are talking to her anymore.
Well, she got kicked out of her group text.
We should just get into this.
And yeah. I just don't know. I don't understand what the brother thing is unless he's like 12.
Well, that's
then,
a whole
yeah,
other legal
I didn't ask, but if he's 11, 12, 14, even 15, 16, 17.
Shall we find out?
It's an
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, please.
But
now
if anything
we're speculating
else.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, was she happy to hear that we were going to read it?
Yeah, she was like hand over mouth-ish. Not that excited, but she was excited that. She, it kind of felt like, whoa, I might get the resolution I looked for last night when I sent this email. I do want to know what time the email was sent because I asked her
yeah.
what time.
Was
like,
it a
be,
wine email?
I was like, it
was
might
it
be
cry
easier
email?
To find your email if you tell me what time. She was like, it was just last night.
It
was doesn't matter.
Sent
it doesn't
yesterday
matter.
At around 10 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
We'll let that go then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Albie and crew. I have been having a very strange week and was hoping for your insight. Little does she know. How strange her week's going to get, right? In Staples. Chris is texting.
Sorry.
Wow, Chris.
No, I mean, listen, it was a really weird encounter, and I could tell she was I don't – this sounds like I'm talking about me. It's not. Like, I'm not saying moved by my presence. But she was, like, moved at the idea that, like, holy shit, what are the odds? Like,
the
I did this,
aligned.
And then he's here.
The pieces all fell into place for her. All
right, well, let's get into it. My best friend and I have been close for 6 years. We were roommates in college, and after we graduated a few years ago, I started going to visit her at her house in Long Island pretty often. I became close with some of her family members from always being at her house and at events. In the past year, I got closer to her brother and started to develop a crush on him. I was having a hard time figuring out if he liked me back or not, so I never asked her about it. I went over to their house for Halloween last weekend. During the party, her brother and I ended up alone in the basement, and he kissed me. He told me that he had wanted to kiss me for a really long time, but that his sister had confronted him about a potential mutual crush between the two of us before. So he had been trying to play it cool. We went back to the party. Later on, I was sleeping over, so after everybody left, him and I hung out alone in the basement for hours and talked about our feelings toward each other. He said he wanted to spend time with me, would come and visit me in Jersey, and that he would talk to his sister about dating me. Fast forward 2 days, he texts me saying that he can't give me 100% now, but that there's potential for us in the future and that he doesn't want to close the door on things. I asked him why he would make such a bold move on his sister's best friend if he didn't plan on doing anything, and he didn't really have an answer. I told him that I wanted to tell my best friend, but he didn't want to because it only happened one time. I knew it would come out eventually, so I told my best friend over the phone later that day. She hung up on me and called me back later, told me that she's disgusted by her brother and I, and asked how could I do this to her. She made her brother show her every text between the two of us
what?
That we've ever sent.
You left all this shit out,
girl.
Not Lauren.
She told me that her brother and I would never be an item and that she doesn't know how she feels about either of us anymore, accusing me of having ulterior motives every time I've gone to her house. She said that she needed a couple of days to not speak to me and left her house for days to stay with friends to be away from her brother.
What?
Dating the fucking friend? She left all this shit out in the pen aisle, man.
I no longer have contact with the brother. Quite frankly, she's acting like I slept with her husband. To clarify, I didn't sleep with anybody. Our entire friend group has taken her side on the matter and has been icing me out. No one has spoken to me in a week and I'm really upset.
She did seem upset.
Albie, do you think the punishment fits the crime in this situation? How do we feel about friends dating siblings? I know you've been in this boat before. Lauren.
I fucked up. I should have just invited her here to do the podcast with us. I should have just been like, do you want to come meet me at the Berkeley?
That is a bit of a missed opportunity, to be honest.
I should have done that. But it was really fast. And honestly, you fucked up the rhythm because you were very, just don't answer the phone next time.
Chris,
you
called me.
You wouldn't stop calling him.
You wouldn't.
I called one time.
You had four text messages and then a phone call.
Could have been an emergency.
Yeah, the texts were about something different, though. The texts were a totally different conversation.
All I saw was text,
I texted you and said we should do something fun for the office for Christmas. Nothing crazy, though. Just the office. Those are the texts in that order.
Oh, that does sound fun, though.
Right. And then she came up in that same moment. I guess I see where you're going from with that. So here's the thing with Lauren. And I'm going to go. Now I'm going to pretend that we're not already friends. I don't want to guess her age. She was like early 20s. Wait, definitely young 20s.
Time out, though. Do you think this is a little bit to say I fucked up the rhythm is completely ridiculous? You text me three times.
You fucked the rhythm
up. I'm not answering. And then you call.
No, she felt very nervous by the whole thing on the phone and she walked away. For sure. And she's going through enough, frankly.
I mean, she has a lot on her plate.
You should email her back and say sorry. You should email her back and just say sorry. Well,
From your personal email, though. Make it special. Yeah.
This is, you are a complete asshole.
You should
think about what you're doing. You went, okay, you bombarded with text messages that I didn't respond to. Then you call. So I'm like, duh, something's definitely wrong. Something's clearly wrong.
Did you hear this? I didn't respond to as if him not responding was my fault.
No, but like basically,
I think that sometimes you two are on very different pages, well, and that's kind of where it can just be left.
But I mean, let's call this what it is, though. If you get, honestly, if I text you four times, and I'm not somebody that texts you four times usually,
word,
and then all of a sudden I call you, you're going to be like, oh shit.
Is somebody dead?
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to pick that call up.
Pretty much.
And if you're like, hey, so listen, there's a email you're going to come in. I'm like, all right, dude, great. I'm going to read it. Yes, we'll definitely read it. Chris, call you back. I got to go call you back.
And you're taking the floor away from Lauren.
Hang on, though. When I said call you back, you know what he did? He kept talking. He kept going.
I mean,
but he didn't say that. He just went, actually, we're recording today.
We'll read it today. I'm in the middle of a walkthrough. I'll call you back. And then I text him. I'm in a walkthrough.
Here's what the podcast people don't understand about this podcast. Mm-hmm. The only time Al speaks in fluent, coherent sentences is when he has this microphone in front of his face. Besides that, he says things like this. Whatever. We get it figured out. And it's just, you know, we get... And that'll be it.
Know.
That's it, right? He'll say things like, it's not that serious, and leave the room, right?
I concur.
he finishes his sentences only in this scenario.
I don't think so.
So it was one of the...
Sometimes I'm just left there like, what did we just talk about?
But it gets done.
Here is my...
Eventually we get there.
I have a read on Lauren, and I feel like we owe Lauren a lot of time.
Yes.
It's really an emergency podcast just for her.
Go ahead.
And Natalie... You could speak a little closer to what a female friend circle is like.
Yes.
I have female friends, but I wouldn't consider myself in like a female friend circle.
Okay.
Here's the read I get. And Lauren, you seem nice. I don't think they like you to begin with. This seems like a ripcord. This is a way to get her out of the friend circle. She's not really our friend. Let's use this as an excuse to just not be your friend anymore.
I feel like that's very possible. I'm trying to think in my friend group. I have like three... You know, female best friends. We're in the group text together. And one of them does have a brother that's very close to our age. And one of the other girls in this group of four, me included, did date that brother for like a year. And it was fine. And it was an issue. And there wasn't even like a conversation beforehand like, hey, would you be okay if I dated your brother? It wasn't like that. It was just, it happened. And
he sounds of age.
That was never mentioned. She picked him up from elementary school. Great.
He does sound of age. What I would expect this kind of reaction out of an overprotective brother.
Right?
And I'll go this far. High school years. Early college. That's it. Once you're in your 20s, she's, I don't know how old she was. Once you're old enough to have a reason to go to Staples in the afternoon, you're too old to deal with this shit.
Like, if she wasn't there buying, like, book covers and binders.
I didn't notice that she was buying. But
another mistake.
And she wasn't in the pen section. She came up to me while I was in the pen section.
Well, what's near the pen section?
Post-its? She was doing her own thing and made her way over, and Post-its are right there.
So,
but
that's a fun area.
She, I don't know. I would guess she was like in her I would guess like 22, I would guess. And she just, honestly, she seemed pretty upset. And I was like, all right. And Al wasn't there for her. But I tried. So I basically said, like, do you want to do this now? Or do you want me to just, like, because I don't really, my thing isn't the good advice. That's not really what I do there. I'm going to get mad at you for writing a long email. That's kind of my role on the show. And she was like, understood. I said, but I will be on this episode because I'm not always on. I will be on this episode too because I want to be here for you, because it's different when they tell you in person. It's a whole different thing.
Really? So I was going to say, you're usually the worst person to go to on the show for advice. I have to be honest.
I'm not here for advice. I'm here to just be it. Just that's
a badge of dishonor.
I'm an agent of chaos. Yeah. I'm just here to stir shit up.
So now, when you actually did it make you look at the show differently? Are we providing a service that maybe you didn't think of before?
No, I knew exactly what it was. I knew people were serious about it. I just thought, everyone here takes the opinion so seriously that you kind of need someone to come in here again and just assume, hey, ask the stupid question, what if the kid's 11? Like, you know what I mean?
Balances.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just kind of.
But you feel invested in this one.
I do. I feel like she deserves a fair opportunity to be told that she's not wrong, because I know so many people. I'm assuming three of them are in this room of three, that have done something similar to what she's done.
Yeah, I mean, look.
In a sneaky way or not.
I feel like the friend here is going to a place that's downright weird.
Right? Doesn't it seem a little bit more...
And as someone that has lived this, okay?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All right, guys. So this holiday season, I want to give a gift to my loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship we share. That's why I'm giving everyone I care about Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It is a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Every week, Story emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never been thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you can see into the future, what would you want to find out? As somebody who also gets questions all the time, this could be a very revealing thing. So it's actually a lot of fun. You get to know each other in a lot of really, really cool ways. This is why I love it. But after 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I think, you know, for me, just even getting that together, it's a really cool coffee table book for mom. You can keep it at the house. It's really great for future generations. Reading weekly stories also help you connect with loved ones, no matter how near or far apart they are. I've had a million different things that we've been able to pack in that I'm actually really, really excited to have Marky, when she grows up, actually get a hold of these books later on. So I definitely think it's worth giving you guys a look at this stuff. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. So with Storyworth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. So go to storyworth.com/DearAlby and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/DearAlby to save $10 on your first purchase. Back to the show. I had issues because it was behind my back for like ever. Mm. And you're also talking about things where it's like, look, you know, this is my best friend that I lived with, all this other stuff. Could you at least have given me the courtesy of a heads up? Not that I would have said no. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, you know, that's just not how that should go.
Yeah, well, not even for like permission, quote unquote. Yeah, just right. For, like, let's have an honest communication.
Hey, I'd like you to hear
involved.
It from me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'd like you to know this is what I'm going to do.
Because you know, you're going to be peripherally affected by this.
Right. So. And honestly, it was a very weird thing because of, hey, this has been going on for like, you know, months, years, depending on who you ask, right? And that's the type of thing where I feel like that's rational. Now, even then, still, you work it out. It's not like, oh, hey, I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, hey, like, you know, but I do feel like that for whatever weird reason, guys are a little bit more, I think the testosterone's running, there's a little bit more of that code type thing. Not that that doesn't exist with girls, but I do feel that the protective role doesn't necessarily come out the same way. Did this ever happen? I think, did you ever date any Lauren's friends?
Come on.
I mean, that's serious.
Are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Because I don't, now here's one that's even worse. I don't think I have.
I said, are you?
I don't think I did.
But Lauren married your friend.
Well, right. That's my point. There wasn't this kind of reaction.
Here's the thing that's unfair about, like, Lauren and I have gotten into it a couple times since high school. About Lauren and I are 13 months apart,
which is very close in age.
And we're legitimately, and Al as well, all three of us in our 20s. Since Al got out of college, really, or since Al got to college, I would say, right? Because Vito and Greg and all those people, mm-hmm. we have really all been in one some way the same friend circle. Like, if...
Which makes sense.
Like, whose friend is TJ, Al?
Right, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. We all have the same... If my sister is out with my friend TJ, if my brother is out with my friend TJ, if I'm out with my friend TJ, none of us will be like, that's so weird that TJ's with you, mm-hmm. you know? And that's... I'm using one person's name. There's probably a list of 15, 20 people like that. So the dating for us just kind of, it just when we were younger, not so much now, it all sorts of just falls into place because.
Sounds easily blended.
Right. We're all out together. And there was a time where it's like, that's my sister, bro. And you're like, that's my, you know, that's my brother. But now it literally became something more like, oh, geez, how's this going to work out with the two of them? Like, just wait till Al meets this one. Again, not anymore, mm-hmm. but that's how it was from, like, from my age, 16 to, like, 26. Like, that's just how it always kind of was. So I don't know what these – maybe they're just not used to that. Like, they're entering that part
I'm
of life, but, like,
about
people are going
to
like each other.
In yeah. relation to each other, because right. my brother is 12 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So I would have a more protective
yeah, that
stance
makes sense.
For him. And if yeah. one of my friends – banged my little brother who is 19 and mm-hmm. I would be really pissed.
But what if they kissed at a Halloween party?
And he's 19 and I'm 31.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's legal on paper. But
you wouldn't be a little proud of your brother?
No.
You would be a little proud of your brother and disappointing your friend. Disappointing your friend, proud of your brother. That's
no.
a good, you're 19, you made out with a 30-year-old, you did a good job.
Disappointed
your friend's creepy.
That. Women don't look at that the same way. I'm not proud of...
I think that's kind of my point, right?
Yes.
Like, where I think there's like this whole...
My friend's creepy.
And I think the... And again, my point before, I'm not saying girls aren't protective of their siblings.
Yes.
It's more like when it comes to guys, I think guys have the perspective of a lot of guys just being out for one thing.
Yes.
And when you apply it to your sister, it's like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, because you're, you know.
Right. And a lot of what I, with girls, it's a lot of like, I've actually kind of, this would make more sense to me in the other direction.
Yes.
The friend going after the brother and saying, what are you doing trying to mess with my friend?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she's the right. older sister and maybe there's a couple of years between them.
If he's, I'll say this, if he's an older brother, the friend is,
really
the friend
weird.
Is way off.
Really weird.
The friend's way off if it's an older brother.
Yeah.
If it's a younger brother, I could kind of see it because it's like a get out of my room thing. Like, you shouldn't be here in the first place.
Yeah, why are you hanging out with my friends?
Right. And then with her, it's like, yo, like, you don't even talk to younger guys. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
out of all, you know, I don't get it, but I get
it's
it.
Still an overreaction.
I don't see a single way that this is not an overreaction. I don't see an avenue where
I'm
going
to give you this sentence and this sentence only. She made her brother show her every text between the two of us that we've
Fuck
ever
off.
Sent.
That's so weird.
That's
Fuck
the
off.
Weirdest thing.
This is giving me Folgers commercial vibes where the brother and sister look at their
I have to say this. I have to say this, Lauren, and now we're friends, okay? We met at Staples. You got to have better taste than men because as a guy, if my sister's like, show me the text between you and my friends,
absolutely
I'd be
not.
Like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Or... if the text were something she'd regret seeing, I'd be like, no problem. That would be my
That's
approach.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah. Sure. Either way, like for him to cower that quickly,
dude,
I would say, listen,
well,
we
he
are.
He was afraid to tell her about it. The friend wanted to tell her. And he was like, no, don't.
If I didn't meet this person and she just wrote in, I'd be like, what do we got, 15-year-olds listening to this fucking show? But she was clearly, I would get, definitely 21 and over.
Well, the
like,
friend,
they're way too old for this
and,
shit.
It might even be now. The friend is on the lam. The friend went and left the house to get away from her brother.
And the other friends, what are the other friends doing? You're all cool getting
side.
That's why I feel like they just maybe don't like you, Lauren, and maybe even the brother was in on it and he was just an agent.
Ooh.
This is me being as maniacal as I could be.
That's like very malicious. What, I hope that's not what happened.
They might have been like, hey, she clearly likes you. Why don't you kiss her and then we're not going to be her friend anymore.
No, I don't think so at all. I'm going to tell you why, okay? It was nice to have you back, by the way.
I hate that.
I think that the other friends thing is, I think, a function of who got there first.
It's, I think, speaking from a girlfriend group kind of lady, it could be who got there first or who's, like, the more dominant of the two of them in the friend group. Like, is one of them, like, popular social girl who organizes all of them and like
it's the Long Island friend. That's the powerful one.
Yeah, so the powerful one essentially. That's who they were all going to side with anyway. Very, very much mean girls.
And she has the parties. The party was hosted at her house.
Yeah.
She offers resources.
She has a bigger house.
Long Island.
Yeah.
And
snacks.
Probably got snacks.
She got snacks.
Well, once left alone in the basement, gave me a visual of the basement. It seems like the party's happening in the basement.
It's a finished basement.
It seems like
whoa,
right?
Whoa! How do we miss this?
He's 14.
Oh, no.
My best friend and I have been. I guess we just glanced over this. My best friend and I have been close for 6 years. Okay, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Now, but here we go. Ready?
No.
We were roommates in college.
Fuck
after
you.
We graduated a few years ago. You're in your mid-20s.
Yeah,
okay.
You're too old for that.
What are you doing?
But I do understand now. Didn't it sound in the beginning like she just made this friend?
This sounded like a high school-esque problem.
But
it sounded like, because it sounded like she almost just met the brother.
It sounded like was didn't it sound like I just made friends with these people on Long Island? How did it start? I thought they just became friends, and I was like, oh, cut it off. You're good.
Listen, you got to think of it this way, too. From a girl-to-guy standpoint, I would almost think that if you've got taste in friends, you would probably want your brother ending up with somebody like your friend, I would think.
Always said...
Unless you secretly hate your friend.
I always said I would let all of my friends marry my sister, none of my friends date my sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Al said that, and it happened. So I didn't say it till recently, so when it can't happen anymore.
Yeah, it took a minute.
But, yeah, like, you... taste you have and who you introduce to your family should be somewhat indicative of who you want around your family, right?
Yeah,
like it shouldn't be like, oh, I would never want this person near my brother.
Then
meet my brother.
Yeah, right.
You know,
friends with them.
Like, come on over. But I mean, look, with stuff like this, I think when it comes to the friends thing, there's something about a narrative that's easy to just agree with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're when you say, oh my God, she did this behind my back, that's gonna be a hard thing for your other friends to be like, well, you know,
prove it.
What was she supposed to do? And also, now, not for nothing, there are a couple things in here, not to play a little bit of both sides, a couple things in here from Lauren that I don't like.
But we're team.
She should have said, hey, I'm into your brother. That should have happened.
I don't know.
The brother made the move.
The brother made the move, so I don't have a problem with that. But I'll tell you what I do have a problem with.
Three sides of every story.
I'm going to tell you where, okay? Don't love the guy's move, where he was like, I can't give you 100%, but there's potential in the future, okay? I don't love that. I feel like maybe he has the easy out to say it's my sister and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or maybe he's so intimidated by his sister and he doesn't want this headache because clearly she's going to be a headache that he doesn't want to go down that road, which I would understand. Okay.
Then why kiss?
Well, I think, that was her point.
Yeah.
Right. But I think what I don't like, and I have to understand how much time has gone on when. I want to know how much time went. Fast forward 2 days. So I guess what? It's Halloween weekend, right?
Yeah. So what's today? November 10th.
It's the 10th. She writes this yesterday, the 9th. Fast forward 2 days. So a week ago yesterday is, I suppose, when he texted her.
Okay.
Okay. And then later that day, I knew it would come out. I didn't have an answer. He didn't want to tell her because it only happened one time. She knew it would come out eventually. So I told my best friend over the phone later that day. Now, is this a you were down to kind of keep this floating and keep your mouth shut about it if, you know, he didn't say nothing, you didn't say anything, and you guys could kind of like see each other when you would go visit up there, and you didn't have intentions in saying anything? Or is this, you didn't know if he was going to tell you, so maybe you strike first? I mean, you're not necessarily telling her the day of, the next day. Maybe you're letting dust settle a little bit. Are you trying to hide it, or are you just blowing it up because the guy's not, for whatever reason, acting the way you would want him to act after it?
See, I would love to say that that's insane and that that's not a possibility. But as someone who has maybe done similar things in my youth.
As a ute.
As a ute, when I was not responded to the way I wanted to be responded to by a man child, it's easier to kind of try and blow their life up a little bit. So, like, nothing permanent damage-wise. But, I mean, it's possible that she was like, well, I'm going to tell your sister now because you don't seem to be taking me very seriously.
Is it the type of thing where, like, all right, well, this is going to get your attention kind of a move? And that, now, look, I'm not saying that's how she is. All I'm just saying is it does seem a little suspect to me that that's where it goes.
It could be an I'm going to get your attention kind of move, or okay, well, you don't want to take this further anyway, so who cares? Who cares if I blow it up?
I'm just going to let it burn. Yeah. Who cares? Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing about it that I don't like. But I think there could be a million and one different rational responses to that. I would just say if you're going to look internal on any point of this email, that's the one that I'd look at.
Okay.
But for her to react like this, especially when she says, I didn't sleep with the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they kissed in a basement. Like, yeah. Whatever.
This is not that serious.
No, not at all.
It is just not that serious. Mm-mm. So, I mean, you know, I to answer her question directly, which I like to do, Lauren, I do not feel that the punishment fits the crime on this. I don't. I don't think it makes much sense at all. I think she's going way overboard. I think that, honestly, this is the type of thing where it's like a grow-up scenario more than anything else, because I just feel like she's very, it just seems to me that she's very unhinged, would be the word.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it matches the crime at all. I think there's missing pieces to this puzzle that maybe even Lauren doesn't have as to why this girl got so upset. So I'm team Lauren on this one.
The follow-up question was, how do we feel about friends dating siblings? I think, look, obviously I'm a product of this kind of an environment. I meant what I said before. I think that you've got to look at it like this. It comes down to the intention. If your friends are going to, if they're your real friends, they're going to be respectful of the situation, respect your siblings, and you're going to want, I would think, your friends dating somebody that you know that you can trust and all of that other stuff. If they're doing things a little bit in a way where the intentions aren't necessarily there, then they're not your real friends. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger thing. So I don't have a problem with it so long as the intention's in the right place.
I agree. And like I said earlier, you know, my brother is quite a bit younger, so that would be why I would have an issue.
Are we still on Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You missed Albie trying to.
I just left because someone had to drop off two cases of tequila soda for me.
This looks good.
And the guy asked me for my email and I gave it to him and he went, have I met you? And I said, no. And he goes, the only Manzos I know of are from that show. And I looked at him, I swear to you, and
oh,
I went,
God.
Rodents. And I walked away. he was like, right?
Right? I hate those guys. Jeez.
We're going to get back to that after. We're going to secure this bag real quick.
What's up, guys? So if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I am absolutely obsessed with Best Fiends. It is my perfect little midday getaway. I play it all the time. It's frankly becoming a distraction, but in my humble but correct opinion, it's the best match three style game by far. The rest are basically the same game with different color schemes. So stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline, complete with good guys, the fiends, and the not-so-good guys, the slugs. Your friends start out as wee baby versions of their future selves, and the more you play, the more fiends join your team, and the more powerful they become, helping you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. It's an action-packed adventure and brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one, and with new content added all the time, you're never bored. Not to brag, I'm pretty far along. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels that they are adding all the time to. So it completely just keeps changing up. There's always something new and fun to try. So there's always fresh and challenging, fresh challenge waiting for me when I need a mental pick-me-up. So download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best fiends. That is important. Not friends. Fiends. Best fiends. So check it out. App Store or Google Play. Back to the show.
Okay, we are back to the show. So much happening. Chris, do you feel that we addressed Lauren in a way that you were proud?
Yeah, I feel like we dedicated the whole thing to her, basically.
Yeah,
and
you
I
did a good job.
It was you should really yeah, you know how Cameo has that thing now where you could like record.
We're gonna do a live show.
No, but they could record the request. Mm-hmm. Like, hey Al, can you just tell my friend Natalie, you know, blah blah blah.
Fuck off.
You should do that because I think you learn a little more about the person just seeing them tell it. Cause she, first of all, I think she was really caught off guard.
But she approached you.
Yeah, but I mean, I think she was just like, am I gonna be a dick? What, you know, like how am I gonna respond? She did not tell the story that way, really. I just said, I was like, this sounds really simple. Your friends sound stupid or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, well, I'm going to make sure it gets read. So I feel like I didn't really address her the right way in Staples.
I feel like maybe after you were like, don't worry, we're going to read it. Maybe she was like, oh, no.
She might have been.
They're going to find out the rest and of the information.
I don't think she planned on this being a full like John Oliver dedication to one topic of an episode.
Well, you really were her advocate for this occasion.
Well, she seemed very... like lost, like all your friends just ditched you out of nowhere because you kissed this kid. I don't know. It doesn't really seem that serious to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And the text thing is bizarre. Why do you want to see the text?
What do you want to see your brother's dick? Like, what are you talking about? What are you looking for?
That was really weird. I really did think that was very, very weird. But I also think
it does seem a little bit like a coup.
Commercial.
No, I think it feels a little bit like a setup.
Where did you get your Folgers commercials? I didn't get
maybe like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's the Folgers Christmas commercial, okay? And it's a brother and a sister, and the sister lives or is at home with their parents, and the brother comes home, and they did an SNL skit parodying this because of how uncomfortable it is. And the brother comes in, and they hug, and she like puts a bow on him, and she's like, "You're my Christmas gift this year." And they like stare into each other's eyes, and it's really creepy. But they are brother and sister, whole brother and sister, not even half, and it's really creepy. So look that up when you get a moment.
That's a lot. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Give that to you as your Christmas gift.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to really look that up because that does bother me a little bit. I didn't get any you know incest vibes off Folgers.
Well, now you will. I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
I have some kind of best part of waking up joke, but I don't have it right now.
I don't want it.
I don't
want
to go near that.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't make that joke. Yeah, that would probably be for the best. Mm-hmm. But I think you're onto something, Chris. I think a little bit of a live show where we're getting asked questions directly from the audience would be the way to go. We've done that in a couple different ways. We actually are planning for something in December. A little bit of a holiday show. A little bit of a live stream. Maybe we'll open it up to some public action in here if anybody wants to come. And ask some questions. We had a good one last year. We had the whole staff of the Berkeley came on, and it was a good time.
Fun.
We should do like a really serious Dear Albie case, like a people's court thing, like where they stand before us and they plead their case against each other, and it's like a live reading, and like they hash it out in front of us.
And it's just Lauren and her friend.
I don't think we've ever gotten a letter though that had like two people in the middle of a disagreement saying like chime.
I'm sure it's not hard to do, though. Like, let's get two people. Like, let's find a good one and be like, hey, does your friend also want to talk about it? And then let's make them fight for entertainment.
Doesn't sound very holiday spirit to me.
We do it in January, then.
Fine.
Yeah, that's a little, you know.
Well, I'm happy we got to Lauren. And I did get a new pen.
Very nice.
But, yeah, hopefully that answered her question. I think we answered it. I think we're on her side, right? Like 1,000%?
I'm team Lauren in this scenario. Yes.
Well, the only thing I said was that I didn't like was I want her to explore internally. What was the reason she told the friend? Did she tell the friend because she needed to know, or did she tell the friend because the guy was like, hey, I don't see this, you know, becoming a thing right now?
Oh, it sounded to me like it was a guilt-ridden thing that she had to tell him.
Well, right. You know, but it was just like, you know, you had a few days.
Can I ask you something, though?
Mm-hmm.
After a Halloween kiss, do you need to have the conversation of this isn't going to turn into anything? Like, that's pretty.
It depends on what she said to him. It depends on if he felt like she was kind of like, because she also said we sat in the basement and talked for hours about our feelings for each other.
Yes.
So after that,
did I miss all that?
It was in the letter, Chris.
I feel like maybe
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like after that, then you definitely need to clarify that you were full of shit and you did not mean any of that.
How long were the friends upstairs?
They were asleep, I think.
It seems to me that they snuck back down.
I got a vibe of like, I'm going to go like get a snack. And then like it was a quick drive-by makeout. And then like they came back and like, what happened out here? Like nothing. Like I thought it was like that.
No, well, I mean, they went back down.
It was a kiss and then.
Yeah. They didn't do anything. It didn't look like they. It doesn't seem like they did anything.
The kiss, circle back for the combo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. And he said he had feelings for her.
Like I say, exchanged.
Well, let's play devil's advocate for him.
Feelings.
Let's play devil's advocate for him. The sister called him out already and said that, you know, there was a hey,
also
you guys
weird.
Seem like you're into each other, not having that.
Cut it out.
He might have intimidated him out of love.
You, as someone that has lived through, that is a song I know well, okay? I'll tell you this right now. I've made plenty of decisions in my life, personal ones, that are like, you know what? This is just not worth the backlash, okay? Or the shockwave between the Mom and Lauren festival, okay, of nonsense that will occur if I do X, Y, and Z. There have been plenty of things that I'm like, oh, not going to be able to handle
this shit.
The
only time Lauren got mad at me for something like this was when it wasn't her friend. It was somebody in high school in her grade that she didn't like, and then she got very mad at me. We didn't date. I just like hung out with
her. That makes more sense.
And she got mad at me for that. But there's been times where I like dated a friend of hers or like said like, hey, I'm interested in a friend of hers or something like that. And she always kind of treated it like, yeah, just leave me out of it. It wasn't anything.
That's actually very mature.
And Lauren holds me in a high regard. So like and Lauren's tough. If anyone's going to grab a friend and be like, don't fuck with my brother, it would be Lauren to me.
But
not to you.
No, not to me at all. Also, as a matter of fact, if I had a friend, it was like, oh, you have a friend? Watch this. Like that's like that was Lauren's whole thing. Like Lauren would be like, oh, hey, you want to take me to the prom? I'm like, Jesus. Like,
yeah, I went to prom with Lauren's friends.
Okay.
Well, a friend of Lauren's. Two friends of Lauren's. But I went to their proms. They didn't go to my prom.
Okay. So it sounds like this, you didn't have this issue.
No, but also like my family is so dramatic and so irrational in so many ways. And this was just never one of them. And I feel like if my family's not overreacting to shit like this, your friend group either is weird and you shouldn't be in their friend group or they don't want you a part of it. And this was, I'm starting to think this was a ruse.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now, okay? The second when she was talking about how she told her friends, you know what I thought it was going to be? We woke up in the morning and like we're sitting here over a bacon, egg, and cheese. And I'm like, oh my God, you know how I wasted last night? I kissed your brother.
So crazy. You know and everyone laughs.
Yeah. And like, oh my God, no way.
You're like, now you have to date him and they're mad. Like that maybe.
That's what I thought this was going to be. But not show me your phone and I have to leave.
And she's excommunicated from her friend.
Home Halloween or New Year's is the kiss a stranger holiday of the year. The main event, kiss a stranger.
Halloween. New Year's you're going in with the person picked usually, I think.
Unless you're single and then you might kiss somebody that you did not know.
You're single on New Year's. There's nothing scarier than it being like 11:50 and being like, who's way too close to me right
now. Maybe,
because I don't need to kiss somebody on New Year's. Like I'll just cheers and drink. I've been in bar. Al, you were with me at 12:50. Me, you, and a friend went. We should get the fuck out of here because we were looking around and we were like, "This is people are really inching up closer and closer as time goes on." Not to say like we're some hot pieces of ass. I'm sure it happened to everyone, but there was a group that we were around that I was like, they have every fucking intention of assaulting us right now. We got to go.
Just
and we left. We left at like 11:49.
And went and actually did a podcast and everything.
We did a podcast at fucking midnight of New Year.
Yeah.
That was a good call because I'll tell you what, I've definitely been to bars where maybe some of my friends, not myself, but some of my friends have, you know, snatched up a stranger bachelor.
Because you know.
Without their consent.
Right. Who could say no? It's a 20-second, I'm going to catch him off guard.
Loud,
and I was like, mm-mm, I got to be drunker than that.
Insane.
And I was pretty drunk.
Well, hope you took care of Lauren. Pleasure seeing you both.
Thank you very much.
But New Year's or Halloween? What's the kiss a stranger capital of the year?
I think Halloween.
Just kissing stranger?
Okay, maybe not stranger. Someone you didn't. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean like just kissing, ending at kissing.
How about this? First kiss. What day of the year does the most first kisses happen between two people?
Oh, Jesus.
Valentine's Day?
That's so strategic.
I don't know. I feel like there's so much conversation that goes into it. I think you have to pick one of these get wasted holidays.
That's what I'm thinking. St. Patrick's Day, maybe?
Thanksgiving Eve.
St. Patty's.
That's the beginning of Christmas. People have the spirit. But, Santa and Jesus.
But like, what about, what about though, like Thanksgiving Eve to me is a small window of people that, that participate.
It's not.
It's not?
Once we get to our age, it's a small,
I was told by Kathy, who knows, that Halloween is the second biggest holiday of the year.
Okay. What does that mean?
The second like, most participated in, celebrated, and money spent holiday.
So, second drunkest also.
The aggregate of people who kiss for the first time of the 365-day year.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be something you could look up.
Yeah, I would say, I would assume it's Halloween. New Year's, here's the problem with New Year's. But you're cutting off like half the population of people that already are dating someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You think half the population is dating someone?
On New Year's.
True, cuffing season is right there.
Upon us.
Well, I guess Halloween then, if we're talking strangers only.
But there's also like 4th of July.
But also, what's the age range here? Are we talking college to 50s?
I think it's just people with mouths.
Alive people.
This is not a stat kept.
Not a stat kept.
Yeah.
Because why would it be? What a weird turn we took.
Am I the only one interested in it? I think it's there's something to that that's kind of funny.
I'm going to hit a little Google. All right. And we'll go from there.
All right. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
All right. DLBmailbag@gmail.com. Catch you later, folks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.